Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us tonight on LA Talk Radio Empowered Communication Radio Show with Dr. Pat Allen. My name is Sue Wagner, Dr. Pat's daughter and director of the Dr. Pat Allen Want Institute. We are so fortunate to have Dr. Pat and staff Sue Wagner and Kelly Ward available tonight to answer your relationship questions. The call-in number for the show is 323-203-0815. When you call the number, Sam at the switchboard sees your number and will call you back to be connected to the show. Please make sure you pick up the call back and enter the number in your phone contact list to avoid going to spam. Before we take your questions, I want to tell you about our sponsor, the WAN Institute. Dr. Allen started the WAN Institute over 50 years ago to help men and women learn to express their wants and not wants with integrity and honesty, and to recognize and avoid the damaging ploys of intimidation and seduction. Some of the things Dr. Allen teaches is about male-female relationships have often been called politically incorrect, but they are scientifically correct, accurate, and they work. The WAN Institute currently provides facilitators that offer monthly ladies groups that will educate you with techniques for how to begin, build, and maintain lasting, loving relationships. The facilitators will introduce you to basic communication skills using the techniques of WANT training as developed by Dr. Pat Allen. If you want more information regarding the monthly ladies groups and other services, please email me at info@drpatallen.com, or you can call the office at 949-723-0338. Tonight we have Dr. Pat and Kelly Ward and myself as guests. Kelly, are you there?
I'm here.
Go ahead.
Hey, Dr. Allen, I have a question for you that came in from one of our listeners. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay. I was out at dinner and I encountered an old lover from 50 years ago. The dynamic was amazing, and the chemistry was still there, like no time had passed. Dr. Allen, how do you account for that?
Account for what? Say it again.
The chemistry was still there after 50 years.
I want you to understand, chemistry is there forever. Some of the longest divorces are because the chemistry still wanted the people to stay together, and they fought their divorce as if they were making love. So if you've got chemistry for a bad person, you're going to have it unless you do not taste, touch, smell, see, or hear them for 2 solid years. It takes that long to get off the chemistry. Otherwise, it'll start right back up, but instead of loving, you'll hate and hurt.
That makes sense. So even after 50 years, that person still has the same smell and the same chemicals that you're attracted to. So 50 years later, that's still there.
I'll tell you what it is. Everybody is a little like mom and a little like dad. And when you meet somebody, you smell them. It goes through your palate and it triggers your pituitary. And that pituitary revs you up with oxytocin, which glues you literally worse than whatever glue you use to that person's body. It is a physical manifestation of nature doing its marriage business. Nature wants you to be with that person.
That's amazing, Dr. Allen. Thank you so much for that answer. And thanks so much for being with us tonight.
Please feel free to ask me any question or number of questions.
Well, we definitely will. We're so glad you were here to answer this one. Sue, do you have anything to say before Dr. Allen goes?
No, thank you for joining us. And just to let the audience know, Dr. Allen offers, she's one of the facilitators for the women's, the ladies' groups, and she also offers life scripts. So if you want information on Dr. Allen's ladies' groups, and Kelly and I also offer ladies' groups, just contact the office at info@drpatallen.com or 949-723-0338. And if you have a question you want to ask Dr. Allen, you can always email me your question and we'll answer it on the radio show.
Good.
That's amazing. Thank you, Dr. Allen.
Thank you for having me. Remember, no touch, no smell for 2 years.
Got it. I hope Bye, Dr. Allen. Bye-bye.
Kelly and I will stay on the radio station. We'll be taking calls if you have questions. The call-in number is 323-203-0815. Sam at the switchboard sees your number, and he'll call you back to be a guest on the show. And please make sure you have the contact in your the phone number in your contact list so it doesn't go to spam. Kelly, I hope the lady calls back, that the widower. I'd like to hear what happened with her.
I do too. Hey, Sue, have you ever had the experience of running in to an old flame and having that chemistry like zap you the minute you saw them?
Well, I think I have, but sometimes, you know what? You then see that maybe it was lust before, that you were really incompatible and you're in a different relationship. That's why it didn't work at the beginning. And you get along better as friends than you did with trying to be lovers. So I think it can work both ways.
Yeah, for sure. I think you're right. But yeah, it's kind of interesting, you know, when all of a sudden you see them and you have all those old feelings, you know, that little breathless, you know, that thing where you kind of go, oh, you know, like that little gas. So what's been going on with you?
Not much, just reorganizing. It's the beginning of July. So we have a caller. Caller, you're on the air with Kelly and Sue. Do you have a question?
Hello? Yes, I do have a question.
Uh-huh.
Well, I haven't called in for a while. I have a fiance, and we've been together for about a year. And I have my own apartment, and I was going to move in to actually tomorrow. But I'm going to keep my apartment till I actually get married, because I see certain things that I don't like. And one is, like, last week I noticed a different pattern, and it's disturbing me around 11 or 12. He goes in the bathroom with his phone. He seemed like he got some text or whatever, and he was in there like 15, 20 minutes. And then another night he just disappeared from, you know, the bed. I guess he went downstairs or whatever. I don't know. But I just see a little different behavior. And now, and just a few other things. And I'm kind of like, you know, it's making me feel a little suspicious, because his grandson did say, like, about a few weeks ago, he's 11, he said something about, oh, that dating app on your phone, you know, something like that. And then I asked him, you know, and he said, oh, he's lying. That's not true. You know, he has ADHD or something like that. So I am feeling like a high alert a little bit, like I'm not really trusting. Is he on the phone with other women, or is it innocent? I just find it, I don't know. Maybe I'm wondering if, am I being paranoid, or I just don't feel comfortable with that behavior going into the bathroom with the phone 11 or 12.
Do you know Dr. Allen's tools, the stroke and stand?
Yeah, I do.
So maybe what you might want to say is that, you know, do the stroke and stand by saying, honey, I have something uncomfortable to talk to you about regarding you leaving the bed late at night to look at your phone. And then say, I appreciate I'm moving into your house and look forward to getting married and spending our lives together. However, I'm feeling very uncomfortable seeing you go into the bathroom late at night with your phone. I sense you are sneaking something on your phone. What do you think about not sneaking into the bathroom late at night, or at least let me know where you're going to look? What do you think about that? Maybe being aware. You see, I can see that whatever he's doing, you're doing the same thing by projecting onto him your fears when he might not be doing anything, but you won't bring it to communication.
I did bring it up. I did say something. And
what did he say about that? What did he say when you did the stroke and stand?
I didn't do the stroke and stand.
Then what did you say to him?
I got very defensive, like, what are you doing on the phone?
Okay. When you go defensive, I guarantee you're going to get a defense back. Nobody wants to be attacked. We teach rational communication. If you go emotional and attack, you're going to get emotional back. That's a breakdown in communication, and nobody wins. And we always want a win-win conversation where both people feel heard and validated.
All right. Another thing he said, oh, you could check my phone. And then I said, I didn't want to because I'm feeling like, you know, I feel kind of embarrassed doing that, you know.
Wait a minute. You brought it up to attack him. And now that he's saying, look through my phone, you're now saying, no, I don't want you now. But it's almost like you want to attack him. But when he tries to reassure you, you don't want to take his reassurance.
So you would look at the phone.
Well, you do. I'm hearing a bait and switch, and I think this is more about you and your insecurities than what he's doing. Because I hear you, if you told him what bothers you, and he said, "Here, look at my phone." No, I don't want to look at it. But you'll bring it up later. It's like almost.
Well,
he said
something. Oh, at a lot. He says he does for work, you know, looking at his emails at 11 or 12.
This yes. is like, guess what? Maybe people do. Maybe people do run their life different than you do.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have to? We're all individuals. We all have different wants, desires, likes, schedules, things we do differently. And one thing about relationships is when you're in a relationship, you take a risk. You see the flaws in that individual and you decide if they're 51% valuable on their worst day. And that would be, you see him going in the bathroom and you're suspecting he's doing something weird. You bring it to attention, communication, and he says, here, look at my phone. I'm not doing anything. But then you do a bait and switch. No, I don't want to see it now. You don't validate his trying to reassure you he's not doing anything. So that gives you permission to attack him at another time with your insecurity. It's almost like you like emotional lovemaking, toxic lovemaking.
Well, I felt like if that's going to be the way it is, I might as well stay at my own apartment.
You have every right to end this relationship. Is that what you want?
No, but I don't want somebody that's going to disappear into the bathroom for 15 minutes with their phone. Who knows what they're night after night.
Well, you make it, when you bring it awareness and you find out what he's doing, And then you get to decide, you know, you have to make it aware. You have to make it aware to him that it bothers you.
Okay. Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, good luck with that. But, you know, relationships are a risk. And if this bothers you, you have to let him know it bothers you and see if you can work it out to where you're comfortable and he's comfortable. That's a win-win.
All right. Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you, caller. Kelly, what do you think about that caller?
Yeah, I think I'm picking up on the same thing you are, the bait and switch thing, where you get to pull it out later out of the bag of tricks that you've gathered up off of the, you know, through the relationship where you go, well, that time you did this, that time you did that. Well, you were messing around with your phone. Well, I got to be honest with you. If I can't sleep, I'll pick up my phone and I'll read my emails. If I'm restless or something like that, the clock doesn't dictate what I do. So that's the thing. You know, if I can't sleep, I don't waste time. I'll do something productive. So, you know, maybe he just couldn't sleep. He's asked her to move in, and that's a pretty big step to be making time with somebody else.
Oh, we have another caller here. Caller, you're on the air with Kelly and Sue. Do you have a question for us?
Hi, yes, I do. Thank you for taking my call. I wanted to, a man met me 9 months ago, and he's left-handed. I believe he's an alpha. I don't remember what you say about left-handed men. I think it's that they can think and feel.
Mm-hmm. They're like women. Right? Their brain. Yes, their brain, the corp.
Okay.
Brain lobes. Uh-huh.
So then everything's been great. It's been 9 months. I love him dearly. And I feel that he loves me as well. However, I'm having a hard time negotiating time. And I try to convey to him that I need alone time, or which I haven't had because I've just been with him so much and I enjoy it so much. But I, like, one of the things I told him about me that he hasn't seen is that sometimes I just need to be alone or go away alone. But I think he hears, when I mention it to him, I think he hears that I don't want to be with him.
How can I ask how you have communicated it before? Can I hear your languaging?
I said, it kind of just came up casually because we were talking about, like, oh, what's your, you know, is there a side of me that you don't know or don't know? And I said, well, something I need is alone time. I just feel like I need alone time. Sometimes I like to go away on vacation alone. I feel like it was just sort of like that.
Well, but I hear what that means. You could slip away like any time. Suggestion would be you pick a time. I want it within your own time. Let's say you want Tuesday and Friday of your own time. Say, honey, I have something I want to ask you. Is this a good time? I really appreciate the time we're spent together. However, I really want to have some me time. What do you think about if I make Tuesday and Thursday from 9 o'clock till 6 o'clock my time? And other than that, just so I know, I get time to do all my catching up that I want to do. And if I don't have anything to do, I'd be more than happy to share it with you. See, if you give him a time that's designated, and in Dr. Allen's, she's got a contract item sheet that's time, space, money, and play. It goes through. Yeah. If you want time for yourself, you say, I want Tuesday night from 6 to midnight with my girlfriends every Tuesday. So it's designated that is your, you don't have to keep asking for it. And if you want to change that time, you go back in, hey, honey, you know, my Tuesday, unfortunately, we switched it to Friday. Would that be okay? you go in and negotiate it. But you need to negotiate the time you want off with this guy rather than leaving it up in the air, because he doesn't feel important that you can just take off.
That's it. Yeah. Okay.
He's just a sidekick. When you have something more important to better, you want your when you're together, you're building. But if you, I hear you want time for you, which everybody wants, their own me time, but make a time that would work for you. Even if it's one or, you know, maybe it's every Sunday. And ask him if that would work for him. And if he says no, ask him, well, what day would work for you that you that I can have to myself? Maybe he wants to golf on Sunday so you can do what you want. So you both do what you want.
That's exactly how he reacted. Yeah. And
okay.
I didn't know.
That's what I hear.
I didn't know. Yeah. Yeah. That's, you're absolutely right. So, yeah. So then you said Dr. Pat has something where you negotiate time, space, play,
money and play. If you contact me at the office, send info at Dr. Pat Allen. I'll give you that sheet. You always go through that. And it's like when you're moving in together, chores, you know, you go through, okay, I'll do the dishes. You buy the lot, you know, you buy the groceries. I'll cook Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. You cook Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So that everybody has a role in not relying on who's going to do it. It's automatically negotiated. And you do that for the first year. You do it every 3 months and you keep going in to change it, to you fine tune it. Then it goes the second year, twice a year, and then the third year you do it every year. It's okay. Marriage negotiation to become married.
Yeah, that's my goal too.
Yeah,
and
it's got the money, because money and sex is the two deal breakers.
Okay, and then how would I negotiate if I want to go on a trip?
With who? Him?
Like alone or with a like girlfriends or something.
That's where you, okay, let's say maybe, would you, that be something you want to do once every month or once every 2 months?
No, like maybe once a year.
Okay, then you say once a year I'd like
or
to have.
Or twice a year. Something.
Okay, you need to decide, because he's not going to want you to keep doing it, you know, flipping around where all of a sudden it was once, and then it gets to be every other weekend. That would be, honey, I want, you know, this would be part of the negotiation. I want to have twice a year girls' nights, girls' weekend, or girls' week. You need to fine-tune it. And it Friday to Tuesday. It can't be whenever. You need to fine-tune it to the time.
Okay.
Even when
and
you
I
want
to be more specific.
Yes. So that it don't bomb him. Like if you want to have every Tuesday girls night or for yourself or girls, I want Tuesday night all to myself. Whether I go in the bedroom and lock the door, it's my night to do what I want.
Okay.
It can't be at random.
Okay.
Yeah. It can't be at random.
And that's exactly what I was doing.
Random, it means he's disposable. You change your mind and he's out. He's not important enough.
Okay, that makes sense. I didn't even realize that. Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
And then one more question.
Okay.
I had like a jealousy vibe over the weekend, which I've never, like I'm kind of catching, I don't know if it's a protective or jealousy, but it was like, you know, 4th of July, you know, party, hanging out. Talking, mingling. He was mingling with the guys. I was mingling with the girls. And, you know, and then he asked me who I was talking to. Oh, I was like, oh, it's one of my sister's friends. And he was like, oh, so you just hugged strangers goodbye? And I was like, it's not that serious. I'm like, it wasn't any, like, flirtatious. I'm just bubbly and friendly.
You're his property, though. That's how men see you. That's mine. Remember, men pick, she's mine.
Yeah.
You're an object to him.
Okay. So how do I, is that some, I didn't know what to say.
Are you
I don't know, is that a red flag?
Well, are you naturally flirtatious where you hug strange men?
No, I didn't feel like it was that situation, because it was like a goodbye, you know, friendly thing where I was hugging everyone goodbye, like that I met at the party. And
does he do that with other women?
I don't think he does, but he does. I mean, he talks.
But does he go up and hug women when they say goodbye?
At one party we went, but he knew everyone.
So you want this man to feel safe that you can hug other men?
Okay.
Is that what I'm hearing?
So, well, it was kind of like, it was just sort of like a random thing.
He doesn't know that. He just sees his girlfriend is hugging a strange man.
Yeah.
You want to go in and tell him, get over it.
Yeah, I don't know how to handle it. And so, like, I don't want to disrespect him, because I have a lot of respect for him.
So will you continue to hug strange men, knowing that this will be the...
I guess it was just a friendly, I don't know, party thing. It wasn't no flirtation at all.
Oh, I know it, but that's from your point of view, but he sees that from his woman and he doesn't like it. So do you want to, knowing that he doesn't like it, do you want to continue it, or do you want to clean it up and not do it again?
I guess I would have to not do it again. It's just, I don't know. It feels, I guess I have to adjust to that, because I'm kind of bubbly.
Well, if it's getting a reaction that he doesn't like it, and he's your chosen man, and you want to respect him, and he says, I don't want my woman to be hugging on other men, you can disrespect him and continue to do it, or you can follow his lead. Either way is right. I'm not saying you have to do either way. That's your choice.
Yeah. Yeah, I want to follow his lead, but I also want to be
independent to do what you
myself
want.
Myself, too, I guess. Yeah.
But you either want to be cherished or respected. You want it both. You want him to appreciate and take care and cherish you, but you also want your independence to do what you want. That's called narcissism.
Yeah.
And it's okay to be narcissism, but the other person, he doesn't fit in because you jump around.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. Okay, so then I have to follow his lead then.
If he says, unless you get to veto him, if it's unethical, illegal, immoral, or hurts your body.
Yeah.
And you also have to remember that if there's no jealousy, then does he really care about you at all? Like, oh, I don't care who she hugs. I don't care who she rubs her body all over. I don't know if you put yourself in his position and, like, every woman that came in is hugging all over him and rubbing all over him, how would you feel? However, I say read the book Dangerous Passions by David Buss.
I'm kind of worried that I'm like, is he gonna be like really like a jealous type? Because then I think that wouldn't be good either. But I do
if he's not jealous, does he really care? That's why I said read that book, Dangerous Passions by David Buss.
Well, there's some jealousy. Sometimes guys are jealous even when you go out with your girlfriends or you go to your sister's house. There's forms of jealousy. I don't hear he's jealous other than you're hugging other men.
Right.
So,
yeah.
If he was a true red flag jealousy, he would be jealous if you left to go to the store. Where are you? Where are you going? Are you sure? You go to your family's house. Where are you? You know, he's always thinking you're lying or cheating to him.
Yeah. I would not like it if my boyfriend was hugging all over women. Honestly, I wouldn't care for it. I might be a little bit jealous too.
I would be too. It was just sort of like I don't know. I don't know if it's a cultural thing where we just, you know, say goodbye like that.
That's where you have to decide if you want to respect your chosen man or you want to respect your, you know, what you're familiar doing and hugging and goodbye.
Yeah.
We all have choices, and the choices we make, you can change. You don't have to always fit and do what you can change when you're in a relationship. It's called, you know, you do things, you negotiate.
Yeah. I guess I'm scared that he, like, I know there's good jealousy, because then if there wasn't any, it would be questionable, but I'm kind of, is it leaning? Well, I guess I don't know yet, but I'm scared. Is it going to lean the other way?
Well, I think that you're pushing a boundary that you want to be a little bit independent, but you also want to be in a relationship. So that means you want to be both. You want to be respected for your ability to go and do what you want, and you also want to be cherished.
Yeah.
So you have to fit into one energy if you can't back and forth, because then he has to be a zero whenever you want to flip.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay. Then I guess I have to adjust to that then.
Yeah, you can go in and make an amends and say, honey, I just want to bring to your attention, I apologize for hugging on that man. That wasn't my intention to flirt or make you jealous. I will not do that again.
Yeah.
That's called respectful, that you are now honoring his request of not hugging on other men.
Yeah. That makes sense.
And you can choose to ignore it, but then, you know, then you pick and choose your battles.
Yeah. I guess I didn't think it was going to become, I don't know, I guess I didn't think it was like a big deal.
Is this your first real long-term relationship so far?
No. Okay. But it's my, I would say the first time I do feel like we truly love each other.
Okay.
I don't feel any doubts or red flags. I'm just kind of questioning what happened over the weekend.
Are you fitting into the feminine role? Because now I'm here and you like to be independent. You like to go away and do your own thing, and you like to do whatever. Yeah, you sound a little bit like you don't want to be tied down.
Well, I was single for so long that I kind of got used to being independent.
So that if you want to be in a relationship, you follow your chosen leader. You don't get to be independent to that point unless you negotiate your wants and not wants. You can't just jump up and do what you want anymore when you choose to be with another person.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess I'm adjusting.
It doesn't feel good.
Yeah, I'm adjusting because I was single for so long. But it was also tricky because the last relationship I was in, I did, but I didn't know that the person I was with, it benefited him because he was basically living a double life. So I didn't know
He was living a double life, you were living a double life because you came and went whenever you wanted to.
But at the time I thought it was fine. I didn't know he was a cheater. But I wasn't like up and leaving like that. He just never wanted to do anything. So it's been an adjustment now that I'm with someone who I'm building with.
Yeah, builds with. And he wants to, you know, have a partner that builds with him, not hyper independent.
That
doesn't feel good from their partner, if you want to come and go and do things that doesn't make the other person feel respected.
Yeah, I understand now that I'm able
learning lessons. It's, you know what, you're learning lessons, and the one thing, when you learn the lessons, you will not repeat them again. That's part of learning the lesson.
Yeah, that's true. That's very eye-opening. So, yeah, I guess I'm just learning now to be with someone that actually is truly building, and I'm loving it. I don't want to ruin it.
But it might be it might be too scary for you because you're used to being your own independent woman.
Yeah, I didn't even realize that about myself. It was just normal for me, I guess.
Yes, that's where you have to really work on it, to be feminine and to appreciate what your masculine man is building with you. Follow him. It's a hard concept. That's what we teach in our lady groups, because so many women are so... Society has trained all the women to be super masculine, but the thing is that it's hard for them to be in good, healthy relationships.
Yeah, and I want a healthy, that's what I want, yeah.
Okay, anything you want to say to her, Kelly? Kelly,
no,
are you there?
I think she's got it. I think she's kind of figuring it out I wouldn't be too mad at him about it. I mean, I think if you put yourself in his shoes, you know, how would you feel? So there's that thing. I don't think he's got red flag jealousy at all.
Okay, good. I was kind of worried.
I think it's pretty normal jealousy.
Okay. That sounds good to me.
Thank you, caller. Awesome. Make sure you call us
Thank
back
you
and
so
let
much.
Us know how it goes. Then send me
I
an
will.
Email. I'll send you that sheet. info@DrPatAllen.com. Just send me an email and I'll send you the sheet.
And it's the negotiation sheet?
Yeah, it's a relationship contract items.
Okay, and what was the email?
It's info@DrPatAllen.com. You can check our website, www.DrPatAllen.com.
Okay.
Yeah,
Thank you so much. I will
Thank
do
you,
that.
Caller. You had some
Thank
great
Thank you, I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.
Thanks, caller. Bye. That's a tough one on the jealousy thing.
I'm sorry, but that is what 99% of these individualized masculine women do. They want to be respected and cherished at the same time.
Yeah, but I do understand her
worry
about whether or not it's red flag jealousy, but I didn't get that vibe off of it. I think that I thought it was normal.
Yeah.
I mean, really, like I said, I would not like to go into a party and have my mate hugging all over everybody. I wouldn't like it.
Yes.
It would feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So.
That's true. And she even admitted that she was single for a long time. So it's hard to get into a relationship where you have to follow your chosen man.
Well, and then the other thing, too, is when you're single for a long time, some of the things you forget are like, you don't naturally think about, oh, how is this person going to feel if I decide I'm going to get up and go do this? Or how's this person going to feel if I decide I'm going to go and, get up and go get an ice cream at 3:00 in the morning? You know, as a single person, that's no big deal. You're not answering to anybody. You don't have to consider anybody's feelings. And so that single person, that narcissism really shows.
And narcissism's healthy. It's healthy to be narcissist only if you want to be single, but it's not when you want to be in a relationship, because your partner has to be a zero because you want to jump around.
and that's true. So, you know, so I was a single parent for a really long time. It helped me because I always had to consider what was happening with my children. You know, I couldn't just jump up and go. But a lot of times when you have a person, as a matter of fact, I have a girlfriend who, you know, she's dated a lot, but she's never had a really like a marriage or something. And she's 56 years old and she's starting into this relationship. And he's like, he's smothering me. And I'm like, I don't think, I'm not sure you're really into this because she's dynamic.
Yeah, they get the guy, but then they only want the guy when it's convenient to them.
Well, and she's super dynamic. She is, you know, very into business. She's really a career woman. She's not a woman with a career. And I'm like, you know, you have to find a super beta guy. Or if you want to be like in the power couple situation, you got to find somebody who outmans you. And that's going to be rugged. That's going to be hard.
Yes.
You know, I said the only one who was a bigger narcissist than you was narcissist who died staring at himself, his own reflection. I said, so like, you know, you have to consider that if you're going to tone that down and rein that in. And she's like, I try and then I just fall right back into it, especially after I've been on a business trip or this or that or the other. And that's a really interesting emotional dynamic too.
Yes. Yes, it is. Let's see. I just want to emphasize that narcissism is healthy because when you get called a narcissist, people think that's bad. It doesn't have to be bad because narcissism is healthy. But it's if you want to be single, because that way you get to do whatever you want to do. but it's not relationships.
No, it's not. It's fine if you're single. As a matter of fact, it's healthy. And
yes,
no, she was looking for what I call narcissist Sunday. So the day that she just gets to, for it to be all about herself. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think you were totally on point when you're like, that's part of the negotiation chapter 14 of getting to I do. So with that in mind, it's okay. You know, self-care is not selfish. And so that's part of narcissism in a situation when you're in a relationship. You have to be able to say, you know what? I need Wednesday afternoon to go paint and drink wine.
Yeah.
Whatever it is. But, and that's the other thing too that couples do is where they get together and they spend so much time together that it really dulls the intimacy and it causes a little bit of resentment. You know, like, oh, you know what? So, I mean, I know you've seen that. I've seen a lot.
Yeah. You have to have
How do you draw them back from that? When you're dealing with your ladies, how do you draw them back from that kind of thing?
Well, everybody has to have their own interests. You can't be, what is it, codependent, where you and the world, you're like, you're hooked onto your partner and you do everything together. I think they call that a codependent relationship. You have to be an I. Before you can be a we, before you can be an us, you have to have your own likes and not likes. And, you know, sometimes you are going to have to go do a few things on your own just so you don't feel like, you know, you're attached at the hip. That's a healthy relationship.
100% agree with that because, you know, so you actually see some of those couples where, like, they start dressing alike and things like that. And I'm like, you've completely lost your identity.
Yeah, that's not what relationships are about. You can have a relationship like that, but both people have to want it. But then you usually don't let anybody else in the relationship. It's just you two against the world.
Right. And they become your foxhole buddy. And that's a whole different dynamic. You know, And of course, we know that happens because there's many love songs with those lyrics. Sometimes it feels like you and me against the world. So, you know, I don't think it's that. I think it's less unusual than we'd like to think. I think that it happens. And I think that resentment is born out of that because you don't have any independence. At some point in time, you wake up one day and you're like, who am I? You know, who am I without this person? And that can be dangerous emotionally if like they were to pass away or something like that.
Yeah.
And then you've got that whole oxytocin thing that Dr. Allen was talking about earlier, that, you know, that chemistry and that detox from that chemistry.
Yeah, I was just pulling up the Dr. Allen's in her workbook, Types of Relationship. There's the convenient one where that's two independent people, I and I, bring social, financial security for a equal venture in the world. That means two individuals go do their own thing in the relationship. And then you have the codependent, two dependent people symbiotically together, come together to face a fearful world. That's the two that are cloned together, that everything's together. Then you have a covenant. That's two independent people negotiate a mutual interdependency, a we, for a greater good and become an equitable unit in the world, becomes an us. They're an I, then they become a we, then they're an us. They negotiate everything. You want to go, your goal is to, most people want the covenant.
Right.
Yeah. And there's some people that like convenient. She likes to make money. They make money. The power couple, they come together. They share their money, but they like to go do their own thing. That's a convenient relationship.
Yeah, that's when I was talking about my girlfriend. I told her, I said, you either have to have a super beta guy or you guys have to be like the beautiful, powerful couple, the power couple. And she was like, well, he irritates me sometimes. And I'm like thinking to myself, and you don't irritate him sometimes, I'm sure. Yeah. So that's a whole other dynamic as well.
Yeah, that's true. So there's different types of relationships. So once again, other than the radio show to call in and ask questions, Dr. Pat, Kelly, and myself have monthly ladies groups. We meet once a week for 4 weeks, and we go through all of the, just like the callers, we help you with communication and how to negotiate, how to ask for what you want, not to not want, and how to communicate with Dr. Allen's tools. Kelly, what's going on with your ladies groups? Do you find that the ladies benefit from them?
Oh, I think that the ladies do benefit from them. I think that they really, really do. And I think one of the things that's interesting is that versus one-on-one, I think that they really get a lot of information and a lot of support out of what the other ladies are going through.
Yes.
Because you see, they're not an island. They're not out there alone. It's not something that they're experiencing that nobody else is experiencing when their heart is broken or they experience pain or trying to get the person to negotiate with you is difficult sometimes. And they hear each other and then they kind of like go, oh, I get it. Yeah, I'm having a lot of fun doing it.
Yeah, that's good. So we're coming down. Let's see, we have just a couple minutes. I just want to remind the audience that after tonight at 5, I recommend the listeners keep their connection open for Patricia Eltidge. She has her station is Your Dream Life. And she will interpret your dreams and how your dreams have important messages for you on resolving issues in your daily life. She's up tonight at 5 o'clock Pacific Standard Time on LA Talk Radio. And with that, Kelly, do you want to talk? Have any other subjects you want to talk about to the audience?
No, I think we've had a great show. We had some good callers and it was a lot of fun.
If this is not your time zone to call in live, I do take questions. Kelly takes questions and we'll answer them on the show. And then you can listen to the archived recordings. Just send me a message on info at Dr. Pat Allen, info at drpatallen, www.dr.patalen.com, and we'll answer any questions, and then you can listen to the archive recording. And if you want information on the August is next month, ladies groups and how you can sign up, we do have a wait list. Please feel free to send me an email or call the office at 949-723-0338. That's with Dr. Pat Allen, myself, or Kelly Ward. We offer the ladies groups. You want to say goodbye to the audience, Kelly? Thank you.
Yep. Bye, everybody. We love you. We'll be back next week.
We'll be back next week.
Don't wait to sign up. They fill up fast.
They do. Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye, everybody.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen. Empowered communication. Right here on LA Talk Radio.